Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad?
I'm very, very warm. How
very
are you?
Very warm. Luckily, we have a fan in the studio.
We do.
Two, actually.
Yeah.
And we are kind of blessed with this because it is very hot outside.
It is very
Not
hot.
Not as hot it was on Monday.
Yeah, roasting.
Yeah. Monday was interesting sitting in the office.
It was, yeah.
I hope our friends in Healy aren't suffering too much in this heat either today, because it's still very warm. Not as warm, but still very warm.
Yeah.
So, guys, please keep cool whilst you're sitting and working. First two songs we'd introduce the show with. Painted Black with the Rolling Stones. 60 years yesterday, it made the UK number one.
That long.
From the album Aftermath, which was actually the first album not to be covers. It was purely written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Oh, nice.
Which was a great album nonetheless. And Creedence Clearwater Revival's Have You Ever Seen the Rain, as it is the one and only John Fogerty's 81st today. So happy birthday, John.
Oh, very nice. Happy birthday to him.
If he's listening in America.
Yeah.
And
you never know.
Never know. You never know who's listening to the show. We thought we'd introduce the show as well. First two things. The answers to last week's quiz. Unfortunately, Lewis isn't here today, so
just
he can't read
again.
Them out. So he's given me the answers via WhatsApp, so I'll just read them out to you now, as well as the questions. So the first question was, what is the highest grossing film of May 2016? The hint was it's a Marvel film, and the answer is Captain America Civil War, which was a great movie, actually.
I don't think I saw that one.
Just caught it. I watched it few years ago when I got Disney Plus as well.
Right, okay.
The second question, what is the highest grossing film of May 2006, 20 years ago? Which doesn't feel like it. That's when the Nintendo Wii was released as well.
Wow.
The hint was, it's adapted from a book.
Okay.
And featuring Tom Hanks, it was The Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
Which is another great film.
Another one that I've not seen.
No, not for a while.
Yeah.
The third question was, what is the highest grossing film of May 1996? That was 30 years ago. It's getting further and further away. That's scary.
The year that I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hint, it is a disaster film, and it had a recent sequel in the last couple of years, I think. And the answer was Twister.
Yeah.
Twister. And the final question was, what is the biggest box office hit and flop of this year so far? So we have two answers for this one. There's no marks out of anything, so don't worry if you get an answer wrong.
Yeah.
The answer for the biggest hit was the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which recently released as a sequel to the Super Mario movie. Yeah. I've not managed to see that.
I saw it when it first came out. It was good.
It sounded like it was good.
It was good.
And the biggest flop was a film called The Bride, which I've not had the chance to see.
Neither have I.
I didn't even hear of it until Lewis sent me the answers.
Yeah.
So if you got all of these answers right, you can contact us via our website. There's a number and contact details all in there. Or you can email our very own Chris Sinelli at chrisinelli89@gmail.com. He can't be here either, so he'll try and respond to you when he can. Because the hot weather's getting to him as well a little bit.
Yeah.
We're all suffering.
I know.
We're all suffering. Before we get into quite a special song, which one of Brad's friends has requested, we did briefly mention at the end of last week's show that we will be moving studios.
Yeah, we are.
Surprise to some. We only found out recently as well. Just thought I'd give a bit of information to what I know. I can't tell you all the details, it's just the information I've been given. But we are moving to the former Tap and Barrel pub site on Castlegate. Many of you might have had some good times there over the years. It's been closed for a little while now.
Yeah.
So around there, not too far from Wicker as well.
Right next to where the market used to be, Castle Market.
Yes, just further down.
Yeah.
So it's not a million miles away from here.
Yeah.
It's still easy for public transport and to get to.
Yeah.
We haven't got a specific moving date yet.
Yeah.
But we are aiming for the next couple months. The building was very sort of derelict and, abandoned.
Did it close around the same time as the market did you think?
I'm not too sure, if I'm honest, mate.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
A lot of things did close down there, because it's not too far from the old town hall as well.
It is, yeah.
Which I've just found out the roof, as part of the roof, has came in.
I heard
in.
About that, yeah.
Which is a shame to see, because it's a listed building. It's iconic. I think it will. Yeah. It has to. It has to. But we are the old Tap and Barrel pub site. That's where we'll be moving to. It's currently in the process of being renovated. Some good progress has been made with redecorating. We aim to bring the pub back as well, like the actual bar area as well. But for now, we want to focus on our studio. Bigger space, more updated, and hopefully cooler in the studio.
Better
aircon, because it does get extremely warm in the studio when you walk
in. It's melting
in
here,
It's like an oven.
It is.
To be blunt. But we are going to get into this next song, which I didn't hear about until last night. Brad, would you like to introduce the song a little bit, and who is it?
Yeah, so this song is by a good friend of mine called Kyle Rawson, who I used to go to college with.
All right.
It's one of his projects that he has going, called Insidia, which is the name of his little project that he has going, and this song is called Little Sparks.
Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Insidia with Little Sparks here on Communities Live. That was a great little song, actually.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Do like a bit of acoustic every so often.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Is there any gigs that's coming up for them?
Not that I'm aware of for Insidia. I could ask him and find out.
Yeah, we'd love to get him on the show as well.
Yeah,
if he's up for that,
I could ask him. Yeah,
because we do like having guests when we can. We've had plenty of guests over when I've been in for just over a year, anyways.
Yeah,
and hopefully many more, and hopefully more interviews. We're a bit dry on interviews at the minute.
Speaking
of gigs, actually, we did have to say goodbye to another little iconic venue in Sheffield. We said goodbye to the Green Room just the other day.
Yeah,
on Division Street.
I've gigged there.
You have. You told me. I only went there once, which was just a few weeks ago. I better visit before it goes, because you'll never get the opportunity again.
Yeah.
I have another friend who did a gig there years ago now. There's been plenty of gigs at the Green Room, and it will sadly be missed by anybody who's been there or was planning to go there. I think it's going to still be another bar, though. It's just a whole new name.
Yeah, like
I don't know the actual name of the new place.
So it's like they're changing hands and rebranding sort of thing.
At least they're keeping the building. Hopefully they don't keep its character as well.
Hopefully, yeah.
It's just dawned on me the first two songs, Painted Black with the sitar, which the late Brian Jones played.
Yeah.
And we played a song about rain. There's no rain outside.
Yeah.
We are expecting rain next week, though, so...
It did rain during the night last night.
It did,
yeah.
Which I just slept through.
Yeah.
Until I came downstairs this morning, I was like, whoa, it's wet again.
The floor's wet, the ground's wet outside.
There was a bit of thunder, though, on Monday.
Yeah, I heard the thunder.
And there was rain around my area when I got back. Around Healy, when I was in the office, it wasn't raining. We just got a bit of thunder. We're expecting rain, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Funny thing is, when I had my headphones on listening to music while I was working, a thunderstruck came on by AC/DC.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I promise you, it actually did.
Yeah.
It actually did come on. Perfect timing. Talk about perfect timing.
That is a really, really good coincidence.
It is right on cue. Mm. It's funny when you hear songs that you're thinking of something or thinking of someone, and a song just comes on without...
Yeah. Something related.
You don't
happens.
Have to like. You don't have to press and play on anything.
Yeah.
That was ironic. Mm. Yeah, but yes, we are expecting rain next week.
Hopefully, I hope we do.
We need rain.
Yeah.
The poor farmers as well. Having to suffer in this heat. If you've watched Clarkson's Farm plenty of times, Jeremy does go on about
they need the rain.
The drought is not nice for farmers.
It is. Yeah, I know.
All the crops and everything, and the animals as well.
Yeah, they all need...
Not forgetting the animals.
They all need water as well.
Water, just to keep them surviving.
Yeah.
Farming's a huge part, especially in the UK.
Yeah.
So, some rain's needed. Just for gardens as well, just house gardens and fields and trees. All sorts of plant life. We do need the rain.
We do,
I remember a few years ago, actually, when I was in school... the whole school field like dried up. It was like a bright green. It was the brightest green field ever. Mm. And it just dried up to like a dry yellow.
Because it's so dry.
So dry, and it took ages to get back to being green. Because it was over the summer as well. Don't think we had much rain that year.
Yeah.
I think it would have been about 8 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I'm not too sure. Just 8 years rings a bell.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the next song now, because talking is sort of drying my throat up a little bit, as I imagine it is with you as well.
A little bit, yeah, it's mainly the heat for me.
We need the break and some more music now. We had a very special lady in Cher celebrating her birthday last week. Another special lady in the world of music celebrated her birthday just the other day, turning 78 years old.
78.
And one of the geniuses of female musicians in music... And I was debating whether to play a song from the band she was in, the very famous band she was in, or just a solo, but I thought I'd go with one of her solo songs. A few things you might recognise this from. this song specifically. I'll give you a list when we play it, but I am talking about the great Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Who her birthday the other day, and we're going to go with Edge of 17, which is a great song, and we can give the references after we've played it.
No, no. Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Stevie Nicks with Edge of 17 here on Communities Live as a little belated birthday gift. So happy belated birthday, Stevie.
Happy birthday, Stevie.
So there was a few references for that song in various films and TV shows. The first one I always think of is School of Rock.
Definitely for me as well.
With Jack Black and Joan Cusack having a little vibe in a bar.
Yeah.
Joan Cusack getting a little bit drunk in that scene.
Yeah.
Jack Black messing around with the jukebox.
Yeah.
Family Guy, Peter's twirling room.
I don't think I've seen that episode.
They're at a Stevie Nicks concert, and then he's like, "I need some space. I need some twirling room." Edge of 17's on. And the last one off the top of my head, The Crown from Netflix, where the late Diana Princess of Wales gets engaged to the then Prince Charles.
Okay.
And that's played over. Over the scene, straight after she shows a friend that she's been engaged. I'll have to rewatch that scene because it's part of her engagement party when she goes out with her friends. Whether or not that's accurate or not, it was in The Crown. At least, so it should be accurate.
Yeah,
I'd like to think so, anyways.
Yeah, you'd think it might be. Would be. Yeah.
And we're going to quickly jump back into some more music, because speaking of School of Rock, this other song was also featured in the famous scene where he's teaching the kids how to play instruments.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of trivia to one of the actors who was in School of Rock, who played one of the kids, isn't there, Brad?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us the story?
Do you mean the guitarist?
The guitarist, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how accurate this is. I could be wrong, but I did hear a little while ago that the guitarist, Zach, his name, well, the character's name is Zach. In real life, the actor got arrested for stealing some guitars from a guitar shop.
Did the movie get to his head a little bit?
Maybe.
He got really into playing guitar.
Yeah, maybe. He just wanted to impress Jack Black or something.
Yeah, I wonder what Jack Black actually thinks of that, actually.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear his thoughts if it's not there already.
Yeah.
I imagine he low-key respects it.
Yeah.
Theft isn't good, by the way. Like, don't ever steal.
Don't steal.
But because it's Jack Black, I think he'll kind of appreciate it, but also make sure he learns his lesson.
Yeah.
Stealing a guitar, though, it just reminds me of those old piracy adverts, before films. You wouldn't steal a car, yeah. You wouldn't steal a... I'm not sure if guitar was featured in that.
No.
You wouldn't steal a guitar anyways.
But yeah.
This next song was 53 years ago, was released in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Released in the UK first. And if you do go back and watch School of Rock, it's one of the first songs they learn.
Yeah.
And apparently it's one of the first songs every guitarist learns.
It was for me, yeah.
From what I've heard. It's also featured in a good few things.
Yeah.
Such as The Simpsons and Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
From the album Machine Head, a band who I'm going to see later on in the year.
Oh, very nice.
In November. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Who've also released a new album, but we can't play any of the songs yet. We are doing our best to find a radio edit version.
Mm.
So we'll get that out to you when we can. But we're going to go with The Great Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water. Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water here on Communities Live, and another great song. The first big hit, I think, part of that album, and I mentioned before, it is stereotypically one of the first songs guitarists learn. If any guitarists are out there, was that your first song that you learned, or was it something else? Because I know on bass, I think it's Seven Nation Army is one of the first ones.
Yeah.
It was certainly mine when I did it in school anyway, just for that little bit.
That was for me as well on bass.
But they always do say start with the easy ones and don't jump straight into the hardcore stuff, like Van Halen's Eruption, for example.
Doing that like put you off doing that.
You build your way up. It's like learning to ride a bike or how to drive a car. It's a lengthy process. But Smoke on the Water, many people might know the story. Based on a true story, actually, the smoke on the water came from an actual building.
It did.
Deep Purple were recording an album in Switzerland. And the casino nearby, the Montreux Casino in Switzerland, was burnt down during a Frank Zappa concert.
Ah, yeah, it was.
By an audience member firing a flare gun around. And that building caught fire, and here we are.
Down. 54
years later, we've got an iconic story. Unfortunate story, but it became infamous is the more appropriate word, isn't it? That is the story of Smoke on the Water. It's still used in many things now.
It's dramatic, isn't it?
I would love to see a recreation of it. You know, when people recreate scenes like on documentaries, like how it looked. Because I've never seen a picture of any footage.
Yeah, of the casino being on fire, you mean.
No, I'm surprised I haven't. And if there's any pictures out there, I'd like to see it just out of interest, or any paintings or something.
Yeah.
Because I can't picture it. I don't know what the casino used to look like either. Quite a wealthy one. So we're going to. We've got about just under 20 minutes left, because we've got through quite a few things so far. How we've survived this, I don't know.
I know it's roasting.
It's roasting, but this fan, I'm not sure if anyone can hear the fan at home. Apologies if you can, but we need it. I'm sorry. We're very sorry.
It is like an oven in this studio.
It's like, I honestly can't keep going on about how warm it is.
I know,
because we'd spend the whole show... the whole show talking about it. It's the hottest, I think it's the hottest May recorded for some years. I saw on Good Morning Britain the other day when Laura Tobin was doing a weather round.
I think I heard that as well, actually.
Yeah, and so that's something. But not forgetting the unbelievable heat wave we had a few years ago. It got up to 40 degrees.
Oh, stupid weather, stupid heat. Frying egg on the floor.
The building opposite, if you don't know where the current studio is on Paternoster Row, the student union, the two big kettles, people call it, it's just shoot across the road. And it's made of metal.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you could probably fry an egg on that, or fry a piece of steak or something. I don't know if I'd recommend it. But it's that warm, it can get...
Might want to clean the area that you cook the egg on first.
Clean first, just like you do in a kitchen.
Yeah.
and then see what the outcome is. Metal buildings are... Glass as well, glass gets really warm too.
It'd be like a greenhouse in there.
Greenhouse, that's something. Or a conservatory, my conservatory at home gets very hot.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't open any doors or anything, or any windows.
Yeah, I have the attic bedroom at my house where all the heat rises too.
Top of the house. You get all the heat, and I imagine the rest of your household gets a bit cooler. Bit.
We have a basement as well. It's lovely in this weather. Lovely and cool.
Maybe move down there just for a night or two.
Full of stuff. Though we use it for storage. Full of stuff.
That's unfortunate. Sleeping in a cool basement like this.
I know. I'd love it in this weather. In this heat.
Yeah. Just isolate yourself away from all the hot weather, and although it is barbecue season, that's a plus. It's also beer garden weather, I like to call it. Spending time in the beer garden at the Brothers Arms yesterday in Healy, that was a fantastic little thing. Although I did forget my sunglasses, which I wish I really wish I had. And I was wearing a black shirt as well.
Black absorbs heat as well, didn't it?
So. Yeah, which I learnt in school.
Yeah.
So white is the way forward, I think. But we've both got black t-shirts on.
I think that's why cricket players wear all white, isn't it?
Yeah, to keep them cool during, especially when they travel around. In the likes of India, in India it gets really warm most of the year round.
Yeah.
Australia as well, but it's not warm around this time because it's Southern Hemisphere. Mm. They have cold summers and warm winters.
Yeah, the opposite to us really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny at Christmas when they have barbecues and we're sat in freezing houses.
Having chicken for Christmas dinner.
Right, you've just... you're making me hungry now, Brad.
Might go KFC after I finished here.
Well, that's lunch sorted.
Yeah.
To the next song now, and yet another birthday was celebrated the other day. It's Birthday Central in the world of music. Mm. This German artist is the lead singer of the Scorpions, and he celebrated his birthday on Sunday, I believe, also turning 78. Mm. So we have Stevie Nicks and Klaus Meiner born within days of each other.
Ah.
Both went on to become successful musicians.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Scorpion songs I'd love to play, because they are just great. And I'd love to see them in Vegas later in the year, but I've got a trip to Nashville planned instead.
Oh, very nice.
Kind of gutted about, but, I'll hopefully see them someday before they retire. We're going to go with... This is a remastered version of this song from... their album Come Black, which was released in 2011, I believe, so 15 years ago, where, as suggested in the name, they made a comeback and remastered a few songs as well on the way. And we're going to go straight in with Still Loving You, which shows Klaus's vocals very well. It's quite a long song, so just sit back, relax, try and cool down, and enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Scorpions, we're still loving you here on Communities Live. Yet another birthday, as I mentioned. I don't know what happy birthday is in German,
I'm not sure.
I can't provide the answer for that. But we are coming to the end of the show.
We are.
We're in the final couple of minutes. Once again, going quick, as it always does, which is a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But we always have fun here.
We've got
through a lot of songs and a bit of talking, including a local artist as well being played. Hopefully many more to come.
Hopefully.
If you do have any song requests, it doesn't have to be your own songs. You can just, if you fancy any song.
Anything.
As long as we can find a radio-edited version.
Yeah, no swearing.
Suitable. No swearing, no little references or anything.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Do feel free to get in contact with us and we'll happily play. Happy birthday song. You can either get in contact with us via the website, or if it's someone more personal, just message us on our phones. Obviously, we can't give away our phone numbers on here.
Yeah,
and the possible spam of songs going through a whole long list. We've only got an hour.
Yeah,
we'll try and get through as many as we can.
Yeah,
You will have to keep me updated on your friend, though. And as I said, we'd love to get him in the studio if he's up for it.
I'll ask him and see what he thinks. Yeah,
and we'll see what the future holds for other guests in the studio too, whether it's musicians or anyone doing work. It's been a while, as I said, since I've had a guest.
Yeah,
but we always enjoy having guests and interviews as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a full house next week as well. You know, it was great having four people.
I know.
It doesn't get too crowded either.
Yeah.
Still plenty of room on this table as well. We can always find an extra few chairs if need be.
Yeah.
We always find a way to accommodate for our guests and our volunteers here at Sheffield Live. There's other great shows as well you can listen to as well, of course. Many of which will be moved on to the next studio. Hopefully, many of them do stay.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the future holds. If there's any more information on the move as well, we'll shall let you know.
Yeah.
But the information I mentioned at the start is only stuff I've got, really.
Yeah.
I've not managed to visit the site yet.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to before.
Yeah,
for the move, and
I'd like to see it as well.
Good progress to be made. That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
but we're gonna end the show now. But have you got anything planned for the weekend? Just quickly, anything special?
No, just try and keep cool in this heat, I guess.
Yeah, it's still gonna be warm at the weekend, though, I think. So that is something to bear in mind. I'm seeing an Eagles tribute band tomorrow in Whitley Bay in the northeast.
Oh, cool.
Once seen them before, but didn't get the chance. So some Eagles will get played next week. That is an almost guarantee.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to Leeds on Saturday.
Oh, that sounds
cool. enjoy the weather. Leeds has a great guitar shop, by the way, which was also a bar. Northern Guitars, I think it's called.
All right.
If you ever get a chance to go to Leeds and visit there, I'm going to try and visit when I can as well. But we are going to get into the final song. Apologies, though. The song isn't decided to load. Bear with us. The heat's got to the software, too. Oh, dear. But we are just doing that technical difficulties. Apologies for this again. Hopefully that'll get fixed. And, there we go. It's ready to play. This song came from an album released 63 years ago, yesterday. 63 years ago. 1963, and it is by an absolute genius musician by the name of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And the album is from the Freewheeling Bob Dylan, which is a nice little nickname for him.
Yeah.
But it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
We'll hopefully see, we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Same time next Thursday. But we are going to finish this with a lovely little song. It is Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan to commemorate this album's anniversary. See you next week.
See you next week.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before...